Gomorrah here, Mem Beis and Beis. Why don't you read the Gomorrah? Please go ahead, Shmuel. Yibailu. Start from there.
Yibailu.
Actually, read the heading there.
You are
the
path for all types of
main
dishes.
Brach on the pas, pas of Apiris. Go ahead. Apiris, what is a pas? Right, so it's not clear from the Mishnah what line that's going on, right? So also it's interesting, it doesn't say Basil, you know. Most of the time in Shas, when it identifies Beshamai, right, usually identifies Basil. Here it doesn't.
So
it's interesting to note that. No, it's just interesting. Usually when you have Beshamai, you have also Basil as well. It doesn't say Beferish's name. So the Tanakhama is equivalent to Basil. No problem. Go ahead and read the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. Bailu. Sam, we're going to look inside, please. Yeah? Bailu. Gemara is a Shiloh. Bailu is a Shiloh. Allah Lamaisa. Go ahead.
Beshamai,
right.
Excellent. The Tanakhama
runs like this. The Tanakhama said you barach al pas. What?
Because
ma'aseh kedera is like a tavshil. It's bol lazun.
Right.
So like pas is lazun. See, parperis you could say is not really. It's just to be goer is ochel. It's not to fill up your stomach. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's what Rashi is going to say, Lamaisa. So therefore, if, are you with me, Sam, on this?
Mm-hmm.
If the machlok is on the ratio, that's what he means. Go ahead. Vasi b'sham
l'meimar.
Lomid boy, not only what?
Lomid parperis, the lo patra alu pas.
Not just parperis, that bread doesn't potter. So even Maisa Kedera doesn't potter, yeah? One second. So read the Rashi, please.
The Koshki Maisik, Father the Bath.
Yeah.
Father the Bath.
No, Pothers of our Paris.
Sorry, Father of our Paris. You bathed the Paris. Avabishi ain't served Suda.
Karis, Karis. Even though the Susan, I need to fill your stomach, Ella what? Lemigrar, he changes the goat's tune to what? To drag on your achilu. So parperis is to drag it on, not to fill up. The koshkin, go ahead.
The koshkin maskidera. Now the morsel maskidera should do the achal lazon mamish.
Right.
It's really for the meal.
It blends in lazun, yes?
Yes?
So if I would ask you, how would you characterize the first sod of the Gemara? I would characterize that they're arguing from one pole to the next. It's in a very extreme machlokas, right? Because Basilo, the Tanakhama holds that pas, potters, parperis, and also what?
And also
Maisik there is a culture, okay? Whereas opposed to what? Beishamai says that what? You tell me. Beishamai says that not only what? Pas does not potter parperis, but it even doesn't potter what? That's, you understand what I'm saying? They're arguing from one side to the other, one extreme to the other. That's a good way to have in your mind in Chazarit. Okay, that's the first side of the Gemara. Okay, it's a little, it's very radical, but it's possible that when Beishamai says Aflo Maisik Deirit, he's coming to argue when he says Aflo Maisik Deirit to tell me that even Beishamai, I mean, he's arguing Beisilo on the Tanakhama that said what? That said, even Maisa Kedera, right? Kol Shekin is called like on what? Parers, pas, patan, parperis, but even Maisa Kedera. That's the first side. Oh, what? Now, we really have a general klal and shot. We try to limit machlokasim. So, the first side doesn't seem to be such an attractive shot. You follow me? Because that's expanding the machlokas, right? Let's see what the Odilma is. Odilma?
Odilma, essentially. Or, he's arguing on the last thing. That
So he says maybe we're arguing on the Seifa that Birobiris put his boss possible about to go ahead about what? Read again, Odumma out Seifa, please go ahead. Read Odumma, Odumma. Right, go ahead. Oh, so the Brochan Parparis will part to my Sikhdera. Go ahead.
Therefore, Bishama is saying, what's that do?
He's coming.
He's coming. Bishama is coming to say, if the Mice Gadera, Nami no Pater.
Then you say, Brochan Parparis, what?
That he say,
not only does it not bother the Pas, but what else?
It also doesn't bother the Mice Gadera.
Excellent. So, according to the second Sa'ad, what's the Machlokas? Right, so it's not af. When you say Odoma af, it's not af sefer pligi. It's either only the reisha or only the sefer. If it's only on the sefer, what's the machlokes? Whether the bracha parparis potters what? Potters maisik deru, right? Beis Hillel says it does. Tanakhama says it does. Beis Shammai says it doesn't. That's very, very limited, right? That's very, very limited. Okay, so the Gemara says take it. So there's a few things we need to say over. Let's get it, please. Okay, number one, there is quite a number of sveikas mentioned in Shas that are not answered. Okay, Akiva? Let's get it. Number one, there are some that are not answered. There are many questions that are not answered, and some of them say teku, and some of them don't say teku. So I want you to get this down. The ones that say teku, there's no rishus for any chacham to try to answer the suffix. But in cases where the Gemara leaves it as a suffix and it doesn't say teku, if you're a chacham and you have a raya from a what? From a certain Mishnah or a Brisa, you have the Rishus to Paskin. That's what the Shla Kodesh writes, the Torah Shabbat Peh, Klal Halacha Dirmaska Vahoyal. Okay? We got that? That's what the Shla Kodesh is. There are numerous amount of sveikas and shas to give it. Some of them end with teku, some don't. If it says to teku, then a chacham doesn't have the ability to paskin on them. If it doesn't say teku, then you do. You have to have a raya from Mishnah Brisa. That's what the Shla Kodesh says. Now, how do you define the word teku? How do you define the word teku? So the Aruch says teku means from a teak. You know what a teak is? A suitcase. People don't know what's inside the suitcase. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Let's do one at a time, Sam. Very good. Teku is Lashon Tik, like a suitcase. You don't know what's inside of it. That's the suffix here. We don't know how to answer it. This is the Aruch. Who's the Aruch? Arisha wrote a dictionary. That's on Erech Tafku Vav, Tuku, or Teku. Tosis Yontif in the Mishnah Neduyos, Pirachetz Mishnah Zayin, says the Mashmos of the word Tev is Tehei Koi. What's Tehei Koi mean? That the Shayla stands. I always kind of say it floats up, but I think this is better. It's the Shayla stands. And that's what the Aruch says also in like the second entry in his dictionary. Then there's a third shot. What's a third shot? The Taisis Yontif continues and he says, the Olam says Teku is a Nutrikin. What's a Nutrikin? An abbreviation of Tishbi Yitares Kushio Vabayos. What is Tishbi? Yeah, Tishbi. Tov Shin Bezio, Eliyahu HaTishbi. I think he was from Tishbi, no? Eliyahu HaTishbi will answer the Kashias V'Bayas. What'd you say? What is a Kasha? Kashas in Lovdus. What's in Ibaya? Shaila Halacha L'Maisa. The Shidim Gubetz says this in Ksubis too.
We have any by
I couldn't hear you.
We have by
they're all Halacha L'Maisa. This is why the Brisker Rav, I want you to get this down, thought this was wrong. Biskarov thought this Shidim Gebetz and Ksubis was wrong. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is going to only answer the Shailas Halacha L'Maisa, which is an Ibaya. Who says he's going to answer the Kashas and Lomdas? Maybe Ramosha Zatzal's answers in his Shiru are better than Eliyahu HaNavi's in Lomdas. Maybe the Rav Zatzal's answers are better. The buck stopped in Eliyahu HaNavi in Halacha. Who says in Lomdas? That's why he said it doesn't mean that. It means that Kusha just stands. Brisker Rav did not like this pshat. I want you to get this down. You got that? Okay. But there are those that say that the Akash will stand till Eliyahu HaNavi comes and answers it. Now, the Chidah adds on that he didn't like this pshat either. but he found it in Sefer HaKana. And the Akdamah of the Ram, the Perish of Mishnah, which is not what? Which is not printed. So, I want you to get this. The Chidah did not like this pshat, but he says he did find it in Sefer HaKana, and he found the Akdamah of the Ram, the Perish of Mishnah, which we don't have that. Now, we don't. It's not printed there. Now, the Prima Gadim, in his letters, the Prima Gadim wrote letters. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Machon Yishlan, Igir, Heos, Tess. All three pshatim are emes. What are the three pshatim? It's like a suitcase. You don't know what's in the suitcase. What's number two? Tei koin let it stand. Number three is what? Tishbi Yatar Shkushbi Abayis. So the Prima Gadim writes all three pshatim are correct. But he says, sometimes Gemara means one, sometimes Gemara means another, and all three of them are right. Sometimes Gemara means one, sometimes Gemara means another, sometimes Gemara means the other one.
The Shin
Mugetzes
is the one who says...
He's the one who doesn't like... The Shin Mugetzes is the one who says Tishbi Ataritz.
Is that Ksubis?
No. The Shin Mugetzes in Ksubis. In Ksubis writes this, but what I'm saying is that Taisis Yontif says the same thing. Okay, Taisis Yontif says the Shin Mugetzes... But Lamaisa, the Prima Gadim, writes in his letters that he doesn't understand why the Gemara didn't say Eku. What's Eku? Eliyahu Yatar Shkushi Abayis. Should have said Eku. Why does it say Teku? Yeah, that's what he's bothered by. Okay, fine. Now, this brings us to another question. Okay, you got this on Teku? Please get it. I have another comment to point out on this. That there's a famous klal in Shabbos, Akuf Dalin Amud Aleph, and in different places in Shabbos, Pesachas Megillah, where it says, Ein Navi Rishai L'chadish Dover Mi'ata. A Navi's not allowed to Mechadish Dinim. So how can Eliyahu Navi be the one who says, Teku, the buck stops with him? You understand the kasha? Lo B'Shamayim Hi. A Navi's not allowed to Mechadish L'mois. Ein Navi Rishai L'chadish Dover Mi'ata. Okay, you follow me? Sorry, Lamaisa. Trying to do it softly. Ein Navi Rishai L'chadesh Dover Mi'ata. Ein Navi Rishai L'chadesh Dover Mi'ata. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Navi cannot afraid dinim. It's all in the Torah already. That's a manifestation of Lo B'Shamayim. So how do you have this whole concept of taken? It's very strange, no? I asked this kasha. Okay? The there are many that ask. Muki Yosef asked this kasha. Rishon. Muki Yosef asked this kasha. But it's a very important kasha. What's
so
the
where's the concept of Ein Navi Rosh
Hashanah? Shabbos, Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Different Masechtas too. But it's in Shabbos, it's in Tzmurah, Daf Zayin. It's a different place in Shas. But it's a manifestation. It's in Shabbos, Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. 104a. Okay? It's also in Tzmurah, Daf Zayin, and base. Tzmurah Maseches Tzur is one of the 63 Maseches in Shas.
Okay,
it's kosher. The Issa Tzmurah and the Chumash. It's alright, don't worry about it. There's no question, it's not a good question. Well, Abay Shalomit, you know that, you never have to be embarrassed with me. Well, Abay Shalomit. So what does this mean? How do you have taken? Muki Yosef asks this kasha. What's the answer? Muki Yosef says, when we come, the buck stops with him, is a Tamil Kochel. That is enough. That is the answer.
Oh, that's
the buck stops with him and is at maybe. I'm sick of that. Maybe it doesn't say Navi. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Good. I like that. But he's coming as a Talmud Chacham. When he comes as a Talmud Chacham, then what? The buck stops with him as a Talmud Chacham. He allowed as a Talmud Chacham. As if we would have said, Tishbi Yataritz, Eku. Eliyahu Navi, right, Yataritz. Okay, could be. Sam, maybe he's trying to highlight that. So, nice pshat. Okay, so Lamaisa, we got this pshat. This is the pshat, Lamaisa, that I want to point out. But something else is really bothersome in this segment of Gemara. What else is bothersome in this segment of the Gemara? I mean, I'll be frank with you. Who really cares about the Shita Beis Shammai? We don't pasken like it. So why is the Gemara asking a shayla with it Beis Shammai? Okay, good. I like that. You're on the ball. Very good. That's true. There's only six places Taisus says in Sukkah that Bizman Hazet, before the Mashiach comes, we hold like who? We hold like Beis Shammai. Six places Taisus says in Sukkah, Gimel Amud Aleph. So Sam's saying that Machapsa Nafkamin, you're right. Okay, but Elas and Lavo, it's not the Derech of the Gemara to quote Machalis Amroim, the Gabi Shitas Beis Shammai. I understand that, but I didn't make it up. Where does it come from? It's Gemara and Shabbos. Get it down. Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara actually says, Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph in the Sechah Shabbos. The Gemara says, the only reason why there's a Machlokes Amoraim to be Mazmir Shitas Beis Shammai is to differentiate what Beis Hillel holds in order to know what Beis Hillel is being Cholek on. This is what Tosis says in Sukkah, Daf Testament Aleph as well. And that's what you have to say in our Gemara as well. The reason why the Gemara is a shiloh within Beis Shammai is to mevar the sheet of the Tanakama. On what exactly is the Tanakama arguing with Beis Shammai about? That's what the Miri says. Beferish, on Amar Alfred Maskal Berich, the Radbaz writes this in the Chuvis, Chelik Beis, Simon Tafresh Mim Gimel, and it's Mashman the Rajbo, the Maskal, oh, all the same, oh, they're all saying the same Mahalach. That in general, you're right, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Derech the Amoraim is not to argue with him Beis Shammai. Unless what? Unless the important point is to what argue Beis Shammai, to know what Beis Shammai says in order to know what Beis Hillel is arguing on. In order to know what Beis Hillel is arguing on, the Tanakam is arguing, you got to know what Beis Shammai holds. No? So that's exactly what's happening here, you could say, in our Gemara. That's what the Tosis says in Sukkah Daf Tesem and Aleph. As I said, the Meiri and the Radbaz, and it's much like that in the Rajba. That's why the Gemara has the Shaili Bailu within Beis Shammai Shita. To be able to define exactly where Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai. Here at this case, we pointed out before you guys came in, I pointed out to Shmuel that it's interesting, it didn't say Beis Hillel, did it? Didn't say Beferish Beis Hillel. What does it say? Just says Tanakama. It's anonymous. It doesn't say a name. Usually it is. I'm assuming that it is. You're right. I mean, it might not just be Beis Hillel. It might be other Tanoim. Usually it's always, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It's very rare that it's a Tanakam. I want you to know, it's Shab and Arim Sichtim and Beis and Beis. Now, this is all against the Sefer Mar Shisha. Please get it. The Sefer Mar Shisha says there are many times in Shas, he claims, that the Gemara pilpels with Beis Shammai, even though there's no Nafkamina Lagabe Beis Hillel. None at all. And he says, you know what? Put this Sugya on the list as well. Put this sugya on the list as well. The Gemara is mevar what the shita Beis Shammai is. It never is mevar what the shita of the Tanakam is. The mitzvahs in the back of the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara is not the Kavanah of Gemara is not the mevar the das of the Tanakama. It's just been mevar Beis Shammai, and that's it, plain and simple. So he claims not that way. The Sefer Mark Shisha and the mitzvahs in the back say no. This Gemara doesn't shed any light on what. The sheet of the Tanakama, and therefore that is a wrong premise. The Gemara does in certain places be mavar the sheet of Beis Shammai. In fact, Tosis says later on in Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, Din Maskav Amar, please get it. Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, Din Maskav Amar, the derech of the Gemara is to be mavar das Beis Shammai in order for what? Please get this down. In order that if you dig up another Tana, you should know that Tana is like Beis Shammai. We don't hold like that Tana. That's a different reason why we need to be masber what? Beis Shammai Shita. In order to identify that if you do find a Tana that turns out to be like who? Beis Shammai, you know you don't paskin like it. You got what I'm saying? That's a different vort. That was on Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. Dibra Maskil. That was on Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. You got it? Dibra Maskil V'Omar. Sam, you got it? I'm not sure. Did we do it during June's mom? I'm not sure if we did it. I don't think we did it. The bottom Taisim Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. I don't think we did it, Lamaisa. Because I only wanted to do the Zimun part. Yeah, so we skipped this. Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. We only did the Zimun Sugis. So the bottom Taisis here, Lamaisa, says many times we want to find out. You see the Taisis last line? If you would dig up a Tana, you should know that it's like Beis Shammai below Techos also Mishnah Brisa, and we shouldn't worry about that Mishnah Brisa because Beis Shammai Shita. You follow me? So that's another reason why you look at it. So I want you to get the shtickle that there's two approaches to our Gemara. One approach to our Gemara is the only reason why we want to decipher Beis Shammai Shita is to know which Nekuda Beis Hillel is being cholek on. That was the Tais, the Miri, and the Radbaz. That's the Rashbos Masha. That's one approach. The other approach is the Sefer Mar Shisha. In many places in Shas, there are Baz with Beis Shammai. It has no nafkamin at all to Beis Hillel. And that's our sugya is one of them. We don't know. This doesn't show anything what the Tanakama holds. Mitzvah says the same thing. And the bottom line is that this makes sense according to Tosfos and Mem Zayin, because we want to decipher what Beis Shammai Shita is, because if you ever find a Tana that's like that, you know you don't hold like him. Halacha l'maaseh. Yes, Kiva, go ahead.
Are we going to let Beis Shammai when Mashiach comes?
Why are we? I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Because maybe this world was, the Gemara says the reason why we passed the Beis Hillel, because they were more Bekovedic. They presented their Shita. Wasn't it the Gemara says the reason why they were Zofa and Paschal like them is because they presented Beis Shammai Shita before themselves, and they were more Bekovedic. You know what I mean? So maybe in this world we need to act like, you know we're not as, in this world we're very sensitive. Maybe the next world we can you know, we're able to take something that's more stern and disciplined. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of Derech HaDrush what I'm saying. Tysus, I think it's a Mishneh Duyos. Doesn't Tysus quote in Sukkah Gimel Amud Aleph? I'm pretty sure. Let's look it up tomorrow.
Isn't there a Gemara
that says Beis Hillel?
Isn't there a Gemara that talks about this?
I said it.
Yeah, it's a Mishneh Duyos.
I think it's a
Mishneh. Yeah, it's a Gemara Nerevin. You give them on base. That Gemara Nerevin. About who's either better to be created or not created. That same Gemara, they're Nerevin. You give them on base. Talks about this topic. Please get it down. Okay. Very good. This is the first segment of Gemara, which I wanted you to see. And this concept of Teku. Now, we did already have in our Lima this year, if you remember, I think it was on Lamed Hamed base, that if there would be people that be Kovei Asud Al Yayin, we'll have to ask Eliyahu Navi when they come. But nowadays, we say Bubba Dad says a Kolodim. You guys remember that? That's a little bit of a riot to what I said from the Numuki Yosef. We're going to ask Eliyahu Navi not as a what? Not as a Navi, but as a Tamachachim. And I'm looking right now, it's very meduik what you said. The third wide line there in Laman Hayimabes says, Shiyavu Eliyahu. Doesn't say Eliyahu Anavi. You know? Maybe just stick a meduik like that, what we're saying. You hear what I'm saying? Take a look at that Gemara there. It says, Amalel Shiyavu Eliyahu. Doesn't say Anavi, Andaf Laman Hayimabes. Yes, that's what we learned at the beginning of the semester. First semester. Okay, let's go Vaita now by the two dots, okay? Let's go. You're doing a great job. Let's go, Shmuel. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Okay? What does it say? Go ahead. Membeis. Go ahead. What did the Mishnah say? On Amud Aleph. They're sitting all together. What's the din? Each one. Kolechem Baruch La'atzma. Then what did it say? Hesebu? Yes. Go ahead. What does in mean?
Yes.
Excellent. If you can have a tziruf, the seba does it. Go ahead.
And if they're not...
The implication mean clearly, if you don't do a seba, one cannot. There's not enough of a tziruf, then one say a bracha from someone else. Go ahead.
They ask.
From what? What's reminu mean? Ask from what? You generally, it's a brisa. This is a brisa. This is a tosefta, actually.
It's a contradicting
brisa. Yeah, it's a tosefta perikei. Allah chavtal in the back. Go ahead.
Even though they're eating from the same piece of bread, everyone makes a bracha for themselves.
From the loaves, each one says bracha. Go ahead, Yashu.
But if they separate, Even though everyone is eating from their own piece of bread, still, in that case, it's the opposite.
Notice how it tries to make the extremes, you know? The races, everyone's saying from eat from the same loaf doesn't make a bit of difference. Each one's on his own, yes? Because they're walking, right? And the safe, it says they're sitting, and each one has his what? Each one has his own, and still one guy can say for his own. You know, it's highlighting each. Go ahead, Yashu. What does Ketani mean? Ketani means it teaches that what? Yashu Alpha Bishalah what?
Isn't Ketani quoting?
Yeah, Ketani's quoting, was taught. Ketani was taught in that Bryce, so go ahead. Now read again. Ketani. There it is. Yashu Rabbi Shalom Sibu. It's a steer between the Mishnah and the Bryce. The Mishnah says in order to create a steer, what do you need? A Seba. What does the Bryce say? All you need is yeshiva. It's a steer. Go ahead. Now read the whole thing. Excellent. So what's the answer? that they said, let's go eat bread in a certain place. Yes?
Yes.
So what do you see beferish? When you plan it, yeshiva is enough. You don't need a seba. But the Mishnah is talking about what case? Where they didn't plan it. So what do you need?
A seba.
You got that clear? Now what is the topic of this brisa then? What do you see from this gemara? Bracha Rishon or Brichas HaMazon? What? No. No, read it. No, this. What is the brisa talking about?
Wait, that's what said.
What is the brisa talking about?
No, not the brisa.
I didn't mean the. I meant the. Yeah, the brisa. What's the brisa talking about? Yeah, it's got to be Bracha Rishona.
We'll see.
You didn't read it right. Okay. You hear what I'm saying? But forget about Tosis. Interpret the topic of the Gemara.
Take your jacket off.
Come on, let's go. What is the topic of the Gemara? The topic of the Gemara is Amotzi, no? No, we read the Tosis wrong. I'm proud of you guys. Let's go. Okay? Now get this down. Get this down. You got it? All right, good. This is how you learn. Look at Rashi. Let's go. Derek Plan, Beduch Plan. Go ahead. They established from the very beginning a makom, right? What bidibor with speech? Go ahead.
The
Eitza. What's Eitza? Eitza is like a council. They planned it, you know.
The
Hazmana. What's Hazmana? They basically invited it. It was prepared, right? Ain Kiddush Yechana. Go ahead. Right. Yachad. But if they sit by themselves, without planning, it's not a kviyas. You got that? Okay, look at the Tosis. Do the two Tosim in the bottom. Let's go, guys. Look inside. Go ahead. Yes?
Tema. It's a question.
Tema is not just a kasha, it's a bomb kasha. Go ahead. Why does it ask a kasha, right? Behedja. Why did it ask Akasha from what? What was the Resha? Yoshvin, and what's the Seifa? A Seifa, yes? Why do you ask Akasha from the Diuka, the Seifa? Why don't you just ask explicitly from the Resha that it says, go ahead, Diktani. Okay, read Diktani. Diktani. What does that imply? That what? The only thing that what does it is a Seifa. So why do you got to make a duke from the safe and say a say in and low, a say below? Just make a duke from the ratio. It's a great kasha, no? V'yesh lomar. What's V'yesh lomar mean?
It's an answer.
Tosa answers. Go ahead. The what? If you would have been dying from the ratio, I'd have a hav mean you were sitting there for another business. You had some business in mind. Go ahead. Yeah, no, you, when you sat there, it was a business meeting. It wasn't for food. Oh, but if you sat down with the intention of eating, I would think it works even without a seba. So therefore, going right at it from the ratio would not be a good way to do it. Why? Because there would be no good deal. Because you wouldn't be able to come up with a deal that you need a seba. You would think there's two types of yeshiva. The yeshiva that's deficient is when you sat there for a business meeting. Then you change your mind. But if you sat there, even without a seba, I would think it's good. If you sat there and eat, I would think it's good. So that's not what we're looking for when we're trying to diet from that ratio, from that sefer, correct? What are we looking for? What are we looking for in the Gemara? We're trying to look for a sefer is needed and a sheva is not good. If you look at the ratio, you would think a sheva was good if you planned it.
Yeah.
You understand that?
I mean, a sheva is good if you planned it.
What? No, it's not. What's Mers Kasha? Follow this. What's Mers Kasha?
Why does it not...
No, Sam, you tell me. What's Mers Kasha? That from the safe you need a seva, yes? If you don't have a seva, it's not good. And what's more asked from the brisa? The yeshiva alone is good.
Yes.
We're focusing now on the duke of the Mishnah,
right,
of a seva in or a seva alone, which was the seifa. Ask choices, what do you have to die from the seifa from? Just go right to the ratio. What did the ratio say? The yeshiva is not good, implying that you need a seva. So Toys answers, that would not be the answer. Because if you looked at the race, you would say one type of yeshiva is bad when you sit for business. But if you sat to eat, maybe it would be good. So you wouldn't get to that accomplished goal of the diuk from the race. That's why the Gemara went right at the sefer, where it says explicitly. You got that? Don't say yeah like that. You either got it or you know.
I think so.
I'm going to say it again. You got to follow this. It's not hard. What there was a kasha in the Gemara from the Mishnah to a Braisa. Yeah. Let's focus on the Mishnah now. What was the Gemara's view from the Mishnah? Reish and the Sefer. That the Sefer said a Sefer yes, a lower Sefer no. Frek Toysis, you could have arrived at that from the Reish. The Reish said the yeshiva wasn't good, implying that, well, you need a Sefer. So you could have gotten that same goal from the Reish in the Mishnah as opposed to the Sefer. Toysis answers, no, it's not true. You would not have gotten that same goal. Because I would have thought that the Reish said yeshiva is bad because the yeshiva you sat was for business. But if you sat there for eating, maybe you would be good. Then there'd be no shtira. It would fit in with the Tosefta.
You're good.
We're all in the Havamina.
Oh, you're saying we're in
the Havamina. Yes, we're in the Kasha. We're in the Kasha. If you're in the Kasha, how do you set up the Kasha for a deal from the Mishnah gets the Tosefta? Why make the deal from the Sefer go from the Reisha? It's explicit in the Reisha. Isn't it explicit in the Reisha? It says that Yoshvin doesn't work. And the Tosefta says yeshiva does work, doesn't it? Wouldn't that have been better? So Tosefta says, no, it wouldn't have been better. Look at Rabbi Kivager. Shmuel, look at your Rabbi Kivager. Guys, look inside. Go ahead, what does Rabbi Kivager say? Imam Ashtu called to Raku, Rabbi Kivager. He says, look in the Rashban Shabbos. And daf what? Daf nun tesrim beis. He knew everything. What relevance does it have here? I'll tell you what it does. Get it down. You know what the Rashba says there? It is the derech and shas in many places to be medayik from one part of the Mishnah, even though it's explicit in another part, whether it's the beginning or the end. He says, don't great shakes. Don't get all nervous about it. He says it happens many, many times in shas. That's what the Rashba answers to his kasha. He says that the style in Shasta many times the Gemara will be medayik from the one part of the Mishnah when it was beforeish in the beginning of the Mishnah or the end of the Mishnah. Many times it does that. That's the Rashba's answer to Taisus Kasha. That's the style in Shas. That's all. Okay? That's the style in Shas. You don't have to stand on your head and give Tosa's answer, which is what? That they sat down for a business meeting, which is not the Pashup Shot. Isn't this Pesachus Brachas? It's not a Chosha Mishnah, no. This is not Seder Nezikin business. What are you sitting down for in brachas usually? To eat, no? What are you sitting down for? Toysa says, no, maybe they sat down for business, so that's not good. But if you sat to eat, why would you have thought you're sitting down for business? That's what I think that you can add on. That the Rosh Bolamites, he says, no great shakes, relax, he says. You don't have to, a lot of times the Gemara asks kashas like that, even though it's mefurish. And regarding Tosa's answer, I'm adding on. Maybe the Rashi would say it's not such a great answer. If you have a Mishnah in Brachos that says they're sitting down, what do you think they're sitting down and doing? They're sitting down and eating, not for a business meeting. No? You follow what I'm saying, Shmuel? I'm adding that on. You got that? Sam, clear? Yes, correct. Nun Testament based in Moscow Hall. Okay. Also, let's get this down. Also, let's get this down. What do you think the Chiddush? This Tosefta is quoted where? Where's it quoted later on in the Masechta? Come on. Mem Tesim and Beis. It's quoted later on in Mem Tesim and Beis. This Tosefta. I can't hear you. How is it in the Makoros?
Is it Bikoros?
What do you mean Bikoros? What's Bikoros?
Is there
any time going to the service? No, it's Mem Tesim and Beis. That's Ayin Sham. Perakei Alech Avdal. How did I know it's Mem Tesim Beis? Because it's quoted here. Should have known it because why? Should have known it because I should remember it. But it says Beferish, when you have 10 guys, you have to say Shem Hashem. Okay? You got this? Again, please get it. I made a mistake. This price is not quoted in Mem Tesim. Where's the marker that if you have 10 guys eating bread, you say Shem Hashem? That's on Mem Tesim Beis in the Mishnah. Mem Tesim Beis is the Mishnah where it says you have 10 guys benching, you say Shem Hashem. You got me? Yes? Only when there are 10 guys who need bread. Rabosai, Nibarek, Bruch Shachanu Mishlov Tokinu, Bruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishlov Tokinu. No, that you always say, but I'm saying we say Bruch Shachanu Mishlov Tokinu. That's a Mishnah, what da? Mem Tesim Beis. The Tosefta is not quoted there. I stand corrected. It's Mishnah Mem Tesim Beis. What's the Chiddush though? I want you to get this. The Chiddush is a big deal to mention Hashem's name. It's a beautiful thing. So the Braisa mentions Asar Shachlu. Even with 10 guys, and 10 guys usually what? Generate Shem Hashem. Still, if they only sat there, what? As individuals, we don't do it. You might not have it. Oh, we have an opportunity to mention Hashem's name. Let's do it. Come on now. If there's no tziruf, you can't do it. That's the Chiddush of Asar. Get it down, Sam. That's the Chiddush of Asar. This is written by the Sefer Magid Ta'aluma. Thought it was a beautiful pshat. The Braisa wanted to bring out, even if you had 10, and we have an opportunity to say Hashem, you can't unless you ate it together. Sefer Magid Ta'aluma. They sit down, they do a seva, or they sit down to eat lemaisa. That's what we said. Let's go eat. Let's go eat. That was Rav Nachman Yitzchak's answer. Let's go eat together, b'duch plan, in a certain place. That's like a seva, when you talk like that. Okay, you got me? All right, we're gonna get to it, lemaisa. Okay? We're going to get to it, lemaisa. Okay? Asar ben Yonam, my Lashon HaTayis is a little different. We're going to get to the next Tayis right now. But that's the Chiddush. Okay? All right. Let's see the next Tayis. You got that, Sam? Please get it. Go ahead. Shmuel, let's go. Go ahead. Asar ben what? You see, that's not in our Gemara. Did you see that? Yeah, actually it is. It is in our Gemara. That's the next piece of Gemara, this Tayis. Yeah, isn't Tais the next piece of Gemara? On one hand, it is because the Lashon has Kiyashu Damia, but on the other hand, it's not. You know, what'd you say? It says in the last line, "Nechol v'nichol rifta b'duchta plina kiyasebu dami." You know what I mean? All right. You know what? It is. Let's read it. It is going on our Gemara. You just have to. You see, the Dibur Maaske, he adds a few words in our Gemara that we don't have. Read it again. Sarah b'nei Adam. Go ahead, Vashta. How to precious. You guys weren't here on Monday. On Monday, on the bottom Tosis, we said that Tosis pointed out that this is talking about what? Mishnah talking about both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Did you get this? Please get that down. Three lines, the Tosa on the bottom and Beis HaMinhag said that the Feirush. That the Gemara is talking about both a Motzi and Birkas a Muslim. How did he prove that? How did he prove it? The next story of Rav's talking about Birkas a Muslim. Yes? And the Gemara later on in the Gimel HaMinhag talks about whether Yain, Pasni, Neseba. That's talking about a Motzi. Yes? So you see from those two Gemaras, Tosis points out, you see from those two Gemaras that what? What do you see from those two Gemaras? One shows we're talking about benching. One shows we're talking about Birkas Hamotzi. Correct? So when it says Yoshvin, what is our Gemara saying? What is our Yoshvin saying, Lemaisa? How did they interpret the Mishnah? They interpret the Mishnah as going on both. The Mishnah's got to be going on both. Why is it going on both? Because Gemara compares the Mishnah with the Tosefta. The Tosefta was definitely talking about a Motzi. So therefore what? What did you say? Therefore the Mishnah is talking about a Motzi. And then the Gemara quotes a comparison, Kinach. What's Kinach? What's the word Ki mean? Like the case. Kinach Nafshara. So you see that the Gemara is saying black on white that the Mishnah should be interpreted with what? Both Pirkas HaMotzi and Pirkas HaMotzi. I get him to say it one more time. What did Tosh say in Amud Aleph? That the story with Rav, the next story is talking about Pirkas HaMotzi. The Gemara Mem Gimel talks about whether the Seba works on Pasen Yayin. It's talking about HaMotzi. Yes? Those are all things that are commenting what? That show it's on HaMotzi. And that shows you that the previous discussion, when we had a steer to the Mishnah and the Raisa, was definitely talking about what? Pirkas HaMotzi. And the Gemara quotes a comparison, Kinach, which is talking about Birkas HaMotzi. So it's clear that the Gemara understood Ravina Rashi that our Mishnah is talking about Birkas HaMotzi and Birkas what? HaMotzi. You got that? And when I say Tamidi Derav, what do I mean Tamidi Derav? Not what, Sam?
Not Tamidi Derav.
There are two Tamidi Derav stories on this Umbud. It's an amazing thing. The one in the middle, the Tamidi Derav, that's not what we're talking about. When he says Tamidi Derav, he means the story on the bottom. You understand what I just said? The Tosefta in the Amud Aleph, when he says, what do you mean?
I don't really get the difference. Okay, so what
Because of Tamid and Rav. I just don't want you to get confused. How many times in stories in Shas are the Tamid and Rav? It happens twice in the same omen. So when Tosfos says Tamid and Rav shows me it's talking about Birkas HaMazon, what is it talking about? It's not talking about the one above, it's talking about the one below. Because the one above is talking about what? Actually, it's talking about Bracha Rishona with wine, which is totally inappropriate, right? So I'm about the motzi here in the bottom when you're motzi someone. You follow me? So there, how many times in Shas says Tamid and Rav? It happens twice in the same moment. When Tosfos says it, we pointed out on Monday. When Tosfos says he's referring to Amud Beis on the bottom story, which we didn't get up to yet. Okay, go ahead, read it again. The whole Tosfos. Asar ben Adam. Exactly. See, he doesn't say that. Our Gemara doesn't have that. That was his gears. Go ahead. Oh, now it jives beautifully, he says. Go ahead. And it says, the Brisa clearly is talking about Birkas HaMotzi, and the Gemara compared that to the Mishnah. So obviously the Mishnah is talking about HaMotzi. And then the Gemara is going to quote the story. Kinach, the what? That's talking about Birkas HaMotzi. So obviously the Gemara's eyes, they understood it's talking about both. He doesn't even bring up them Gimel Aleph about the pas with the wine, with that sabre with the wine, which he proved on Amud Aleph was talking about HaMotzi. You follow me? He doesn't even go to that there, here now. Right? It's interesting to me that Amud Aleph, Tosfos on the bottom, went to that to show it's talking about what HaMotzi. You really didn't have to do that, considering this Tosfos. He just says, look at this Gemara. The first part of the Gemara Tosef is the Mamotzi, and then when it talks about the next story, it's talking about Birkas HaMazon. So I don't even know why he has to even go to Mem Gimel. But Mem Gimel also is an interesting raya, definitely proves it as well. And that's what he means when he says what? That's what he means when he says this Lashon, I want you to get it down. That's what he means when he says this Lashon of, right, he says this Lashon, Kinamashim Hacha, Bitoch the Brisa. And he says, because it said a say, but it's on a motzi. And then it quotes the story right afterwards, it's talking about because I'm Muslim. Okay, let's go. Let's put your finger on the Tosfos. Let's go write them in the story and then go back to it. Go ahead, next story. Go ahead. No. Back to the Gemara. I said, put your finger on the Tosfos and then go back to the Gemara. Key what? What's key mean? Yeah, but also as a comparison, key like. Like. The Gemara is quoting a Maisa to be a Saraya for it. Go ahead. When Rav passed away, go ahead. The Talmidim went after him. Right? What do you mean they went after him? They went to bury him, yes? They went to bury him. They were allowed in the base. Go ahead. So when they were coming back from the Kvura, Shajim, so they came back from the Kvura, Lamaisa, go ahead. They said, let's go eat bread on the Ardank. Go ahead, it's a river there. But no, Basar the Karke, after they eat, Karke is eight. Where do we have Karke? Karke is the Babi Namibreya, Memon the base. Go ahead, then ate the bread. Go ahead.
Yes, they asked to come by Lou.
They come and they ask the Shiloh. Go ahead.
Is it Dafkin tonight?
Is it Dafkin Sabre that we can link together? And what can I say for us? Go ahead, Abau.
Yes, below. Abdilmah came with the Amenazim and Nocha Rifta. The Duchta.
Planisa, since you said let's go and eat Rifta, the Duchta. Go ahead, Planisa. Say the word Planisa.
Yes, Sabre Dabi.
No, say Planisa. Beduchta, read that.
Beduchta Planisa.
Go ahead.
Yisimudami.
Oh, it's like a sabu. Go ahead. They didn't have the answer. Go ahead.
Kamravada
Barabba. Rabada got up. Go ahead.
Lach,
he had already turned his clothes for his Rebbe. But he turns around his shirt and tears again because now they have no one to answer the Shiloh. It's another terrible thing. Go ahead. No, the Kara Rebbe. Kara Kroch. And then he tore a what?
Another tear.
Yes, go ahead.
Amar said, "Not to interrupt, but you're at Mizona, Logan Marina."
Rav is dying. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do on this. Ada Asa Husaba.
Until now, he gave his opinion. Ramulu Masnisha.
No, until the Saba came the Saba, the older daughter.
Zagor.
Ramalu Masnisna Brice. What's Ramalu?
He
has the kasha from Mishnah and the Brice, the same steer. Go ahead. So that's the same answer. You see how the Gemara combines the two stories? It's clear from this Gemara we're talking about what? Pirkus Amozin and what else? Amozin. There's no difference between the two. You follow me? I don't know why you haven't mentioned the Gimel Omen Aleph, the truth is. Place on Omen Aleph. Why do you even have to go on to that? This Gemara holds, shows very, very clear, lock, stock, and barrel. It's talking about both. No? And therefore, that's the answer. Okay? Therefore, that's the answer. Let's see Rashi. Go ahead. What does Rashi say? Go ahead. They bear him another city and they're coming back. Go ahead. Right. No, Kachmo, that's its name. The river Dank. Go ahead.
That the mission teachers that they were sitting, the law has manat makam without reservation. Who the law alek views? It's not views. About anu sheizminu mikaf alek views ve'echem
mevarchukum. Okay, get this down. The slach writes Sam. So machlok is Rashi Toisus here. Why? What does Toisus say in Dirmaska Seva? What does Toisus say in Dirmaska Seva? You tell me. That what? The Kasha of the Gemara, according to what? According to Tosfos, was from what? Was from the Seifa. A Seibu in or a Seibu below, yes?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
What do you see? The Kasha of the Gemara is according to Rashi, says the Tzlach. Rashi was Gorish Reisha Dafka. In our Gemara, there should be the Din Reisha. What does Reisha Dafka mean? Dafka Yeshiva is bad. What's the implication? Yes, it means that Rashi argues on Tosis what exactly the Kasha is from. Tosis said exactly not to say like that. Rashi says that was Rashi's Girsa. Rashi holds that the Kasha is from the Diuk of the Gemara of the Reish of the Mishnah. Says, how Yoshimin? That's good. Lamais, Yoshimin is good. But Yeseba, I'm sorry, Yeshu, Yeshiva is bad. Each one's got a sin, but Yeseba is good. So that's exactly what's going on here. So Machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos in the Pshat and the Gemara, what are you being medayek from? Tosfos says, we're being medayek directly from the Sefer. According to Rashi, they're being medayek from actually the what? Actually the Resha, and that's exactly what's going on. Dafkiv Yoshu Mikikarech, one guy, then Az Echem Avarach La'atzmo. But if you did Yeshiva L'maisa, that would be good. Okay? Yeah? And the Shaila was, If Tchilas Shiva is to what? Eat? One guy's Barakum? Or maybe Lashon HaYoshvin is Ein of a Dafkin, even if it was in order to eat. What then if Tchilas Yishav Ha'isah Lechol? So that's the Shaila, Halach L'maisa, okay? I want you guys to get this. Rashi says, B'davka Reisha Dafka. What they said not to say, that's exactly what the Gemara was Medayik from the Reisha there, L'maisa itself. Sam, you got me? Okay, so it's on Rashi Tosfos. Exactly. What exactly Tosfos said not to say, we're saying that in Rashi. That's where the Gemara is Medayik from. Okay, now Rav had many, many Talmidim. Let's get it down. The Gemara says in Ksubas of Guvav Min Aleph that when people, the Talmidim would leave the Beis Medrash, there were still 1,200 Talmidim left in the Beis Medrash. That's how many Talmidim he had. You got what I'm saying? When Talmidim left the Beis Medrash, he had 1,200 Talmidim that were still in the Beis Medrash. That's one Gemara. Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. There's another Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dalin Amid Aleph. Sorry, Kuf Yud Amid Aleph. That says, because people are in such anguish over the death of Rav, the Chachamim Lamaisa made a Takana, a Gzera, to diminish Simcha the whole year. Yes?
What?
To diminish Simcha the whole year that he died. For all of Klal Yisrael. And they established not to what? Not to hit symbols at weddings. No, none of them, not to mekashkish betupim, you know, with bells and stuff. They're mesakin not to do that in front of a cow, chasan and cow and shuk. I guess they used to do that. So it was a situation of great despair, or great sorrow over the death of Rav, first generation Amora, The one that says Rav Tano Polik, the Gemara says, right? Rav has sometimes a stance with Tan, they can argue. Remember we said that? Remember we said how Rav Ochanan was Mahasmid that? Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Lach, Rabbi Yochanan, yes? But Rav is the only one who says Tano Polik. We don't say Rabbi Yochanan, Tano Polik. So what do we say? You could arrive at a sheet that the Kesef Mishnah says one of two ways, Rav Shefer said. Through an intuition or through 100%. So an Amora never can never argue on a Tana with intuition. If he's 100% sure, he could. Rabbi quotes 11 cases. But the only Amora that could argue with an Tana with intuition was Rav. That's what it means. Rav Tana Upalik. He does a Halach Lamaisa, but that's a different area. And intuitions, what?
What?
Because we assume in their vados they're arguing with Lamaisa. Rabbi Yochanan, we pass there, Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. But the Gabi intuition. The Gabi intuition is something else. Rav is the only one that had that intuition that could argue on the Tana. Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, per se, did not. But when they face off against each other with 100% certitude, right, then we go like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav. Maybe we even with 100% with no certitude. Let's say even if there's just a certain intuition, if they face off against each other, what? That's a little bit sure to say. Because if they face off each other and Rabbi Yochanan wins, then he should be the status of a Tana. So you have to say they only face off each other when it's Vados. You follow me?
Right.
Only when it's Vados, then Rabbi Yochanan beats over Rav. Yes, go ahead. You got that?
Yeah.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chaim. Okay. Now please get this. What does the word Nach Nafshe mean? It means Nifter. It means that this Lashon. This Lashon is said, Lamaisa. This Lashon is said on Tzadikim that died. And the Pre-Tzadik writes that the Misa is called Nach Nafshe. Because after Misa, there's finally Menucha from the Yetzer Hara. And the removal of a Tzadik from this world is to arrive at Shleimus HaMenucha. Yes? The removal of a tzaddik is because it's who you want to arrive at Shleimus HaMenucha in Olam Haba. That's why it says such a lashon. Okay. Now the Chuvah Zagonim quotes Nahar Nak Nun Kuf, who is a known river Babavli that went out of the Euphrates. And the Sefer Sheva Chachmos says it was a river that went Liada Ir Tzuru, which was the city of Rav. Okay, you got this?
Yeah.
Clear? Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's why the Chuvah Zagonim has this, that is considered to be Gershman and Nar Nak. And it's a Nar Yaduim Bava that comes from the Euphrates. And the Sefer Shevas Chachmos says a river that's over Liada Ir Tzuru, which is the city of Rav. Okay. I want to point out the following. It says in your day, get it down. You with me? Shinayin Ches Sivdalim. Bizman Amoraim, they used to fast on the day of the death of Chachamim. Yes? So what are the Talmidim eating after they buried Rav? Because the Yom HaKru is not the same day as Misa. That's what Rashi seems to say, Amem Gimla Vnaska Hadar. You got that? Okay. And the word Karche means eat, like we said in Mem and Beis, that's Derech of Malachus Apas Palifta. They ate not the same day as Misa. Same day as Misa, they were fasting stomach. So the Sefer Siach Yitzchak says. But the word karka means eat. It means eat the bread. Okay. Fine. What'd you say? Can't hear you. They weren't fasting because it was the day that the burial was not the same as the day as Misa.
Okay.
That's the one in Taina. That's in Simen Shinai and Ches Sivdalim. Okay. Now, were there two Rav Ada Bar Avs or one? Who was Rav Ada Bar Ava? He's the one who got up and said what? Tore the Kriya around. Were there two or were there one? That's another Machlokes Rashi Taisus. Please get it. Taisus says in Tainis, on Chafam and Beis, that there were two Rav Ada Bar Avs. One of them lived during times of Rav. One of them lived afterwards. And lived Bimei Rava. And he lived with Maisa, two Rav and Aravs. One of them lived Bimei Rav. One of them was much later than the one that lived Bimei Rava. And it was Ruggle to know the Shurim of Rava. Rashi says in Kedushin on Gilman Beis that Rav Adam Rayava lived a long life, and he lived Mishameis Rebbe. He lived even after Rebbe Nachmanides died. The end of the Tzkufa, the Tanoim, until the days of Nachum Yitzchok, who was himself the end of the Amoraim. So you got this? So Zemachlis Rashi tells us, was there one Rav Adam Rayava or two? According to Taisus, there were two. According to Rashi, there was one, yes. And he lived a long life. Okay, we got this, Chlor? Okay, let's continue now. The Gemara says, in white cut, Nechafayim and Aleph. Let's get it. Everyone's chayv to kira kriya, Nechachim that died. Even if what? Even if they're not relatives. Yes, Gemara Moed Kod, Chafayim and Aleph. Everyone does agree when the Chacham dies, even someone's not a Kara. Now, what's going on with the Kara? Why do you have to move around the rib? Why do you have to move around the rib? Why didn't you just tear what? Why didn't you tear in the front, the other side of the shirt? What's the answer? Because Kriya and a Rebbe, you need to Megal your whole heart. So if you're Megal your whole heart, you're basically destroy the shirt. What's wrong? Kasha, why did he have to turn his shirt? Why did he have to turn his shirt around? Why didn't he just what?
What does that mean, turn the shirt around?
You have a shirt. The guy turns Kriya on his shirt. The back of his shirt has no Kriya.
Yeah.
Okay? So just turn his shirt around and do a new Kriya on that. That's exactly what he did. What do you mean? If you have a Kriya, you can do a Kriya on the left side and the right side is fine. You do it on the right side, left side. For all of you, you do the Kriya on the left side. For all the girls, you do it on the right side. You follow me? So what did he have to turn it around for? Because a Rebbe is like a parent. When you do Kriya, you have to open up your heart, you reveal your heart. That destroys the whole shirt. So the Prechadish writes in Shach Rambam. Also it says about Shmuel. Shmuel tore Kriya in 12. Yes? Shmuel, when Rav died, Shmuel tore Kriya in 12 Begadim. The Moreh Moed Kodesh says about Talmud Aleph, even though he wasn't his relative, but he did it in Shas Nisan. You follow me? If you turn a career for a non-relative, that's be Shas Nisan, but if it's a Talmud Chacham, it could even be after he died. Because we're mentioning his name all the time in this message, so there's a big tsar. Every time you mention this message, there's a tsar Kim Amisan.
But I don't get it.
One second, the Rabban said there was some, this career is not a career of Chova, it's a career that you had on the Kodesh of Talmud Chacham. What'd you say?
But for Shmuel, in Shmuel's case, he's also Talmud Chacham.
Shmuel tore a Kriya for Rav. For it was 12 to got him. But you only do that for Shas Misa, if you're tearing for a non-Karov. Yeah, but if the guy you're tearing from is a Talmud Chacham, the Rav, the Maisa, then it applies even after Misa. Because
so
we're mentioning his name all the time in the Nes Medrash, gives it Tsar.
So why did Shmuel have to do it specifically in Shas Misa?
Who said he did it in Shas Misa? Says he tore 12 and got him. I didn't say it was Shas Misa. Okay? It's a Gemara Moikah and Choftal and Aleph. Okay, last Nakud on this, let's get it, is Sam, we just went over this. Somebody said, why did he tear the. Everyone, Gemara Moikah says, you mechlib kriya on the Chacham Shemais, even if you're not a relative, yes? Why do you have to turn around his beggar? Why didn't he just tear on the other side? The Teretz is that when you tear for a Rebbe, it's like a parent. What do you have to do? Megalach Olibo. You rip, there's a different, a tefach is not enough. There's two shirim, a tefach and a chigalach libo. For a parent to do, for a other relative to do tefach, for a parent to do a chigalach libo. Rebbe is like a parent. So you had no choice but to turn around the shirt. Okay?
What's the lesson?
A chigalach libo. So you reveal. So you reveal the guy's heart. Achigala Slibo. Sam, you get this now?
Yeah.
Achigala Slibo. That's why what a parent. There's like 11 truths between the career of a parent and other relatives. Achigala Slibo. Okay? So therefore, the whole first front of the shirt was ripped. He had to turn it around. Aye. What does the word say, Lloyd Gawk? You forget about the secular studies. Left with you with me? Are you got me? So what does it say about this? What do you say about other relatives? You're only supposed to do that when they die. So why are you doing this as after? Shmuel tore 12 begadim for when Rav died. What? That was after he died. What's the answer? Because why? Because, no, every time you mention the Schiddush and the Mismedrash, it gives you tzar. So therefore you can tear even after the Shas Misen. Okay, last Likud on this. And then we got to get to the Lamdus Lamaisa. Finish it up. So when it says Hu Sava, what does that mean? It doesn't mean it's someone Yadua. Yes? Ain't Kavanah La'adam Echad Yadua. It's not talking about one particular person. It's mentioned many different generations of Amoraim. It also doesn't mean Eliyahu Hanavi. The Gemara says in Lamed Aleph Alaf, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon bar Yochai got makpid, got upset at this fellow. Hu Sava, you know what he did? He cast his eyes upon him and he made him a what heap of stones. The Gemara has a story in Shabbos, there, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, when he came out of the mountains, he wasn't going to tolerate the people that were about to tear. So he looked at some Hu Sava and he became a heap of stones. And Hashem says, you got to go back in. So he went back in for another year. And then he said he could be more tolerate the world when he came out. But the Gemara says, Hu Sava. So it can't be referring to what? It's not referring to one specific person. It's not referring to Talmud. It's not referring to Eliyahu Navi. Right? The Chuvah Zagonim. Tosfos says, in Chum Da'avav Menalev. So what does Tosfos say? I want you to get that. Some say Hu Sava means Eliyahu Navi. Tosfos does say it. Tosfos does say it, Lamaisa, that some say Hu Sava is Eliyahu Navi. Okay? Sava and Gematria is what? Thank you very much, Sam. What is Sava and Gematria? What is Sava and Gematria? Hu Eliyahu. So Rabbi Yudah Chassid, actually, the Mechaber of Sefer Chassidim, says that Sava is all the Gematria, Hu Eliyahu. The Gematria for Sava. Samach Beis Av 63 equals Hu Eliyahu. Who is what? 7. And Eliyahu is 31, is 38. Plus 10 is 48. Plus 5 is what? 53. Plus 6 is 59. So I don't know how it came out that way.
And who is...
Who is 12? I made a mistake. That's why. Who is 12? And Eliyahu Navi is 30, is 41, 46, 52. Yeah. Okay, good. So that makes sense. What'd you say? 63. I thought Sava is 63. Isn't Sava 63?
Yeah, but maybe you can take one off because of a shem.
But Eliyahu is 12. Who is 12? Eliyahu is what? 37, 49.
52.
59, and I don't know how it gets there again. Who is what? Who is 12?
Eliyahu is
12 and 31 is what? 43. Plus another 10 is 53. Plus 5 is what? 58. Plus 6 is 64.
Yeah, so I'm saying...
64, 63. You could be off in Gematria by one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a klal, yeah. I don't know. That's a klal. So therefore, we want you to get it. So some say this is referring to what? Tosfos says that Hu Sava is Eliyahu Navi. And Rabbi Yudah Chassid says, he writes the fifth Gematria. Gufei Halacha is Peschenayim, is Miyashiv the Shita, and says, if Eliyahu Navi was mentioned in the Sugya, then Hu Sava would have been someone else. Right? If Eliyahu Navi is mentioned in that Sugya, then Hu Sava is going to be someone else. But when Eliyahu is not mentioned in that Sugya, then Hu Sava is Eliyahu Navi. That's what he wants to say. Okay. So that's how he's answering up this kasher. Again, this, if you do say it's referring to Eliyahu Navi, then again, what's the answer? This is acting as a Talmud Chacham for the answer. Yes? Okay. So let's get to the... What did you say? This is... the Sefer Gufi Halachas and the Chidah. This is what they want to say. Okay. Now let's get to the Lamdus. I want to try to finish it up if we can with the remaining time we have today. Let's get to the Machlaikas. I'll give this Mishnah Berurahs also. Let's get it. Okay. Yesterday we concluded sure that we had three Shittas as to whether this should be a Bracha Achrona or not. We had the three shittas. You guys remember?
Yeah.
So let's go over those three shittas. Okay, and try to build upon that. The Rabban claims the Mechamas Hashem, please get it, in Sochem, that you must say a bracha achrona on the yayin from within a muzzle, even if you continue to drink wine tofa muzzle. Because Birkas a muzzle does not pop to the yayin from within a muzzle. Even though yayin from within a muzzle is poter, the bracha rishon of tofa muzzle, then your bracha achrona, tofa muzzle is only poter by Birkas a muzzle, according to the Suda. So the within a muzzle, which is not a chelik of the suda, Birkas HaMazon cannot take care of sand. Please get this down. Of the yayin of Fnei HaMazon. Birkas HaMazon cannot take care of the yayin of Fnei HaMazon. Cannot, I repeat, cannot. It requires own bracha for that's a Rambam and Chum Hashem Yusuf and Kufdes HaMadav. Comes along the Taisus that we learned yesterday. Your Maskev HaRav. And what does Taisus say? He says, not true. He says, Birkas HaMazon does pop in the yayin of Fnei HaMazon. And you don't need a bracha achron on Kiddush and Abdullah, unless you what? You did Abdullah before washing your hands. You did Abdullah before washing your hands, and it's disconnected with the meal. And it's disconnected with the meal, so therefore, you're going to need your own bracha achron. Just like it doesn't pop to the yayin, shel tocha mazon, because it has no shakas to the seuda. Avdolah, yes. So the Birkas HaMazon was a pocket because he has no shakas to the suda. So the yayin doesn't pop to the yayin. Even the Avdolah yayin does not pop to the yayin Tocha HaMazon because it's disconnected with the rest of the suda. Unless you did what? You washed and then you did Avdolah, combined the Avdolah with the meal, then Avdolah does the job. So whose sheet is this? Whose sheet is this? Tosfos, correct. Taisim Sakam, Kufum and Beis. Sorry, Taisis and by us. This is Tos by us. Okay, this is Tos by us. So Tos by us has this finish. Rabban says it needs a bracha achron. Taisis says you don't need a bracha achron if you continue to drink and create a bridge in the middle. Okay? That's Taisis Shita. You don't need to have it at all. Taisis writes, Allahumma Maisa. Okay? Taisus writes, you don't need it at all. Bracha achron yayin shel tocha mazon. There's no bakas it. Unless what? Unless you're ma'avdo before you what? Before you wash. Okay?
In that case, it works.
What'd you say?
In which case does it work?
What do you mean, which case does it work?
In which case does the
yayin work? Let's go again with the Rambam. What does the Rambam say?
No, I'm just going to tell us.
But I'm just trying to compare it. What does the Rambam say?
It needs a bracha
achrona. Yes?
Yeah.
And it doesn't pater in the mice. Even though yayin doesn't pater, it's bracha rishon shel tocha mazon. And bracha achrona, rak, bracha achrona of tocha mazon is only pater to the bench. Not with the mazon. Yes?
Yeah.
That's from Rambam. Taisus comes and says, no, you don't have to say bracha achrona on yayin shel mazon ever. Because the mazon paters it, like we don't find a bracha achrona on yayin shel kiddush and avdol. Unless you do avdol before you wash. In that case, just like it doesn't pop to the yayin tocha mazon because it's before the meal, has no shakas to the suda because the mazon doesn't pop because has no shakas to the suda. Mm-hmm. Yes, you got that?
So
is that clear?
Yeah.
Yes, Akiva?
Does that mean that you have to make a bracha after now? You have to make a bracha after the mazon, then another one after, and then a new bracha rishona, then another bracha.
No, that's the Rambam sheet. That's why the Rosh is like the Rambam. You need a bracha achrona, but doesn't disconnect the bracha rishona, pater, and yayin, mem, sasuda. That's why the Rosh is in his wall. But that's the Rambam's kiddush. Okay? Now, Taisim Sofim says what? What does Taisim Sofim say? I kufu from the bank. You tell me. Shmuel, whatever you have got to drink the yayin, come from Muslim. Yes?
Then
it pockets it. Correct. What if you don't have das to it? Then what's the din?
Then
Birkas HaMazon will not pocket it at all. Because HaMazon will not pocket the Fnei HaMazon. You have to say a special bracha achron. And that's what Taisus Sofim says. The Marshal comes along and says, Taisus argues on the Rosh. What does that mean? So the Karmel Nisan, they go and say, I'll tell you what it means. Because the Rosh Sofim says that Yad Fnei HaMazon doesn't require a bracha achron even if you don't drink in the middle. Because yayin of Fnei HaMazon is to open up your intestines and get ready to eat the meal. So I turn a suda. So the Maharshal says, okay, that's fine. That's what the Rosh says. So Birkas HaMazon covers everything. But Taisus argues on this. According to Taisus, himsochim. If you don't have das in the hand of a Muslim, then it doesn't apply to you. Yes? Not only does it not apply to you, the Birkas Yayin of the Muslim, because a Muslim won't apply to you, and a Muslim either. There's no bridge created. In Kemish Shitasim, even if you don't have wine to a Muslim, because a Muslim will what? Will not pop the eyes of the Muslim. So that's the Shita who? Who's that the Shita? That's the Shita the Marsha says the Tosis will argue on who? Argue on the Shita's of Rosh. It comes out to three Shitas. Ready? You're getting me now one of the three Shitas. Number one Shita is who? The Ramban. That what? You need a bracha achrona al yayin shetina mazon, even if you drink wine b'tocha mazon. Yes? Which the Rosh says is nuts. The yayin shetina mazon, b'tocha yayin shetina mazon, while you're seeing a bracha achrona on the yayin shetina mazon, should get disconnected? Okay. What's the second sheet? Sheet is a Rosh. What does the Rosh say? Because the mazon partners everything. Even if you don't drink b'tocha mazon. Even if you don't have in mind. So why is it that you're in the Shas HaBrach? Because you're in the Muslim, this goes for a Muslim. You have to have it in mind. It's a chenik of the Sunnah. You really don't have it in mind. What's the third sheet doing? Taisis. What does Taisis say?
He does.
If you drink wine with a Muslim, you show something with a Muslim, he does to drink with a Muslim, to pot you drink as a Muslim. That was the sheet of Taisis really where? It's often, yes? Okay. Now let's continue now. Comes along the Baal more. Let's get it. The Magen Avraham says the Sim Kufay and Dabs and Kroni Dabs the coast of Baal Amor holds like Shitas Atayis, which is the same Tayis himself. So Machat Hashemah says the Magen Avraham says you drink Yain Tov Asuli to Hemshah Shushtiyah Shem Afni Amazon if you had Das. So the fact that Yain Afni Amazon part is Yain Tov Amazon if you had Das, just like because the Muslim part is the what? Yain Shal Tov Amazon? Yes? Also part is the Yain Tov Afni Amazon because it's all one Shtiyah. Only difference is that if you had it from the Riyadh and then that's the drink of a Muslim, also according to those, you didn't wash your hands with the Ashkiyas Yayin from the Muslim, the Yayin from the Muslim does not pop the Yayin of the Muslim. If you did not have it in mind, it's not considered to be one Shkiyah, and therefore you need a bracha on what you drank before. Whose sheet is that? That's the Baal Amor, according to those himself. It's the Baal Amor, according to those the Master Shekel. Says this, the one that says comes along the rush, just forget about it. Yayin of the Muslims always start the Asura because the one pops everything, and there's no problem. So who's the Rabban passing like Taisus? The Yayin of the Muslims is not a chelik in the Asura, but he just holds that if he also holds it's one shtiyah with Tov HaMazon, because of so much, Gam in shtiyah achas in the Tov HaMazon, so Tov HaMazon in this because the only part is a Muslim. So only consider Shtiachas, but the Muslim is not the Siva. The fact that it's one drinking is not the reason that the drink is a much as a partner, Shaltofa has nothing to do with that. So that's the what, that's what Rabban holds, like the Shiz HaTaisis. The Pashtun says we pass like the Rosh. Push it down left the Siva. Okay, let's continue now. Okay? Let's get this. Let's continue. Now it comes out, the Shita Satur, please get it. What does the Torah write in Simon Reish Sadi Test? That even the Rosh that holds Yayim from the Muslims, Nifter Birkas HaMazon, even if you don't have Yayim to HaMazon, but Yayim Shal Avdallah, please get that. The Rosh is the most maker of Birkas HaMazon, Patas everything, but Yayim Shal Avdallah is not Patas by Birkas HaMazon. Unless you have Yayim to HaMazon. Because Yayim Shal Mitzvah, it's dedicated to the Mitzvah. And you can be Mavdash Lob Mokum Suda. It's not like Yayim of Yom Kol, which is not the Tzorach Mitzvah, but it's come to open up your stomach. It's not like Yayin of Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda. Both those have a shach to the Suda, because the Muslim Pater swallows everything up. But Yayin Shal Avdol is dedicated on terms of Mitzvah, and it's Avdolah Shal Avdol Mitzvah, therefore has no shach to the Suda, and therefore the Birkat Muslim will not cover it. This is what the Torah writes in the name of the Rosh. So what comes out, Allah HaLamayish and Shulchan Aruch? Let's get it. Please. Three places in Shulchan Aruch I gave you. Mechaber passes Kufay and Dal Tzivav. Yain Shifnei HaMazon, she shows to be Yom Chol, because HaMazon Partarto, even if you don't drink it, B'tov HaZman, like the Rosh. Yes, he passes like the Rosh. That's what I said. In Simen Reish Ayin Beis Sivyut, he passes the same thing by Kiddush. But when it comes to Avdallah, in Simen Reish Sari Tes Sivches, he quotes B'Shem Yishu Yishomer, and that's the Rosh's beer, according to the tour. Only if you drink the wine, Tov HaMazon, does Birkas HaMazon Partar, as a Yain Shal Avdallah. But if you didn't create a bridge, forget about it. And that leads us to what? To the Mishnah Berurah. The Maaseh is a student of Mishnah Berurah. Let's get it. The Magen Avraham cannot believe what the Tur said. He's tum on the Tur because the Roshim Sachim in Simchuf Dalit says, "Lo yitochen to be mechalik between yain tocha muslim and bein ein yain tocha muslim in the bracha achrona." Should not the gabi the bracha achrona on the first cup you drink shouldn't make a difference whether you have tocha muslim or ein achrona muslim. It doesn't make a difference whether you drink tocha muslim or not. If you hold it, then is that there's no yain tocha muslim. In the case of ein yain tocha muslim liftish liftei a muslim because a muslim, you know, because we won't do that, then it's not possible. If the din is you have no yain in it and it doesn't pop, then just because you have yain, it should create a connection? Yes? I don't really understand that, to tell you the truth, because I thought it should create a connection. Magen Avraham says, I don't understand, there's no connection. What do you mean? Of course, if there's a connection, there's a connection. Maybe that's why it pops. Maybe there's a big difference. But nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says that he doesn't understand the tour. So he says he can't believe that Avdallah, the bracha of the Muslim, pops it only when it has yayin tocha muzzle. He says, why should that make a difference? He says, look at Lel Seder. Brichas of Muslim pops it, Lel Seder. But then he says, well, kosher Avdallah is a mitzvah. What do you mean, Machzah Shekhar asks? Kosher Brichas of Muslim is also a mitzvah. So that's the psak halacha. So this leads us to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, let's get it. It's in Rei Sadi Tesifkon Chavtes says, the halacha is, you never say a bracha achrona on Avdallah, even if you have no yayim tocha suda. Yes? You got that? Never say a bracha achrona. Then the Mishnah Berurah Tzkufa and Dalet Sifkon Ten Vav says, Bepshitis, if you're mechavim b'Avdallah, not the pot of yayim tocha mazon. Yes? If you're mechavim b'Avdallah, then it should not pot of yayim tocha mazon, you have to say a bracha achrona on Avdallah. Wow. You see that? And he doesn't master what his words are. Because he himself paskin reis any tests, that you never say a bracha achron on Avdallah, even when you have no yayim tocha muzzle. And now we're saying that what? That if you do, you should mechavim Avdallah, not the patron. Mashmi that what? So mashmi, you don't always say a bracha achron. So the Bir Halacha writes a kufay and dao, it's involved in Maskel Lechein, that the Chachil or Koshim in the Ramban Shita. What's the Ramban Shita? Shmuel? That Tamid lo nifter brikas a muzzle. Brikas a muzzle never patters the bracha achron on yayim. So know what you should do, Sam? Let's close with this. When you say Kiddush, you have Kavana, that Birkas HaMazon should pata the Yayin Shem Tehem Mazon. When I say Kiddush Friday night, I should have in mind that the Birkas HaMazon is going to pata this wine. Yes? Because even if I was Chayim in Achron, like the Rabban, Birkas HaMazon patas in Bidi Yavin. So when you say Kiddush, what's your Kavana? That the Birkas HaMazon should pata. When you say Havdalah, what should you have in mind? That the wine of Avdallah, what? Does not what? Pot the yayin that you would drink in the middle of a meal with it. And therefore you should say what? Bracha achrona. So Amotzi Yom Kippur, what do? You have in mind, say Avdallah, that I don't want it to pot the yayin. I want to keep it disconnected. Say bracha achrona. When you bench, you want to have the yayin. When you say Kiddush, you want to have the yayin in conjunction with the Birkas HaMazon. Like the Birkas HaMazon, pot and everything. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone, a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. Keep it up. Here, Shmuel. Okay, tomorrow we have a lunch. The guy's going to be at the lunch.